USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Travelers are expressing frustration trying to get tested for COVID before meeting with family for the holidays. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki admitted they are behind on making test kits available.
We've sent 50 million tests out to community health centers. We've opened 20,000 testing sites. We've worked with FEMA. We're opening more testing sites across the country so people will be able to gather with their family members.
Former Minnesota police officer Kim Potter is now behind bars after a jury found her guilty of manslaughter for shooting Dante Wright. Attorney General Keith Ellison says this is as close to justice as Wright's family will get.
Accountability is not justice. Justice is restoration. Justice would be restoring Dante to life and making the Wright family whole again. Justice is beyond the reach that we have.
This is USA Radio News.
There are many things to think about if you are buying a home or refinancing your present one.
Like, what's better, a direct lender or a mortgage broker? We like to think that a direct lender like Fellowship Home Loans is best.
As a direct lender, there is no middleman and endless requests for more documents. This could save you time and impact your terms and rates.
As a direct lender, Fellowship Home Loans can often close your loan in less than 3 weeks. Let's talk about it at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Regardless of your needs, Fellowship Home Loans wants to be your go-to source for home loans. Talk to a person, not a machine, at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Home is actually our middle name, Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Democrats say the new Build Back Better bill will help working families and the economy. But some members of the GOP say the cost is way too much.
President Biden says he's confident his Build Back Better agenda will be signed into law, despite bipartisan opposition to his $2 trillion social spending package. This comes after Congress passed a roughly $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise joins Fox Business and says the president has been spending too much cash.
No bill should be $1 trillion or more. That's one of the reasons that you have this massive crisis of inflation, supply chain, everything down the line.
The president and his Democratic colleagues say the package will help the economic recovery with support for things like child care and green jobs. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know Mike Lindell has over 150 different items on the MyPillow website, and any of them would be great for Christmas gifts for your friends and family? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 after you've explored the MyPillow website. Use that promo code USA and save big on anything in the MyPillow website just for Christmas.
New studies find that belief in Christianity is dropping.
Adults who identify as Christians are down 12% in America. Pastor Robert Jeffress weighs in on Fox News.
Look, I think you can attribute a number of things to causing this, the secularization of our country, the failure of parents to pass on their faith to their children. But I really do think the pandemic has played a role in this. We've been disconnected from one another, other Christians, disconnected from our churches, and that takes a toll on people's spiritual health. You know, Christianity wasn't designed to be practiced in isolation. It's a team sport. Hebrews chapter 10 in the New Testament says we need the encouragement that comes from one another. And so I would encourage Christians right now who may have been disconnected from their church to use Christmas as a time to reconnect with their houses of worship.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Unabomber was out of jail for a short time. Ted Kaczynski has been transferred from a federal supermax prison in Colorado to a federal prison medical facility located in North Carolina. He's now 79 years old. He's been in prison since 1976. He was convicted of sending a series of mail bombs between 1978 and 1995 that killed three people and wounded nearly two dozen. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.